Module 4. In other words. 4D. Listening skills. Exercise 2, page 40.
I'm joined now by a local teenager, Fred Wright. A week ago, Fred posted a video on YouTube which has gone viral. Why? Well, the video shows Fred speaking 7 different languages fluently. Fred, did you expect such a reaction from your video?
Not at all. I've posted videos online before, mostly of me playing songs on the guitar, and they weren't very popular. Then last week, I made a video of me chatting into the camera in the 7 languages that I'm fluent in. Now it has 2 million views.
Fred, how is it possible for a 16-year-old to know 7 languages? Did you live abroad as a child?
No, I've always lived in England, but my parents are from abroad. My dad's from Italy and my mum's from Poland, and they met while they were at university in France. So they've always spoken French to each other, even after they moved to England. So I picked up French from listening to them.
And do they speak French to you too?
No, when they speak to me individually, they use their mother tongues. So, all in all, I picked up 3 languages from them: Italian, Polish and French. Also, of course, I learned English from everyday life. From TV in the playground, for example. It wasn't difficult at all. So I was fluent in 4 languages by the time I entered primary school.
That's amazing. But what about the other 3?
Well, when I started secondary school, I started lessons in German and Spanish. At first, I wasn't interested in learning more foreign languages. I didn't see the point. But I found the lessons quite easy, and they're now my favourite subjects.
And I believe you're also quite good at Japanese.
Yes, I started learning Japanese as a hobby around 2 years ago. I've always liked manga, the Japanese comic books, and I thought it would be nice to read them in Japanese rather than in English. So I bought a book online and taught myself. It's probably my weakest language, but I can still have simple, friendly conversations.
Lastly, Fred, do you have any advice for people who want to learn a foreign language?
Well, when I started learning Japanese, I tried using some online materials and I didn't find them very useful. They might be free, but they're often very poorly written. I think you're better off enrolling in a class or buying a good book to study alone.
It's been great talking to you, Fred. Thanks for coming in.